Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bill Cartwright joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, home of F-150s for $229 a month. He's the center of the Bulls' first three-peat, a coach on their second three-peat, and he's involved in something really cool at the Union League Club tonight, honoring Lacey Banks with the Ring Lardner Award. Bill Cartwright joins us now, McNeil and Parkins on the score. How you doing today, Bill?
I'm doing really well. Downtown, ready for the event.
So for anyone who doesn't know Lacey Banks and the Ring Lardner Award, tell them about what's going on tonight.
Well, they're honoring, it's sponsored by the Boys and Girls Club, and they're honoring Lacey, who was one of our beat writers, great guy, first African-American to work at the Sun-Times. But this is just a guy of great depth. He was a Baptist minister, and he was with us, obviously, at a very special time in the Bulls organization. So he did a great job for us, spent a lot of time around him. Like I said, learned a lot from him, just about not only about basketball, but just about how to treat people well. So that's why they asked me to come down here and present the award to his daughter. So I was pleased to do so.
So his daughters will be receiving the award on his behalf posthumously, and you'll be presenting him. It's a very cool story. He was, like you said, the first black sports writer for the Sun-Times, and he worked there for 40 years from 1972 to 2012. It's obviously such a black league. How much did it matter back then to you to have, it's not exactly a diverse profession even now, but back then to have a black journalist covering the team?
Well, you know, we care more about the people. You know, if somebody's treating you honestly and asking fair questions, one of our beat writers, I'm still good, Sam Smith, you come in and you're treated fairly, and you understand that, you know, we're human beings and we have a job to do just like you do, and to be able to have that working relationship. And at that time, of course, we were under a lot of pressure. So it's tough. It's tough both ways to be able to do your job, do it well, and get along with guys that are, you know, can be a little testy at times, especially if you have a bad game. So that's a real gift.
Who was the toughest guy in those Bulls locker rooms for the media to deal with?
Well, fortunately, those years we were winning championships, so for the most part, everybody was pretty good. But we were held to an extraordinarily high level, so there wasn't a lot of stuff written really bad about us. But and yet we were still under a lot of pressure to win and continue winning while I was a player.
We're talking to Bill Cartwright, who's presenting Lacey Banks with the Ring Lardner Award tonight at the Union League Club, 5:30 downtown. It benefits the Union League Boys and Girls Club. I also heard that Lacey was a big poker player and would play with Jordan. Is that true?
Well, you know, I wasn't a poker player. I would recommend him. That's probably not a good idea, basically, because Michael could just go from one pocket to the next. So that was a losing proposition. But you know what I found with Lacey, what he did, I was really surprised. One night I walked in and that dude was singing. He was singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And as crazy as that sounds, he was pretty good. So I was very surprised to hear that. But, you know, the guy was a really diverse guy, and that was really interesting to me.
So you stayed away from Jordan's card games?
Yeah, you know, I had a family, four kids. I couldn't go pocket to pocket.
Right. You weren't exactly playing at his stakes. I'm curious, what do you think of the style of play in the NBA right now?
Well, I just go with it. Look, every old guy on the planet's going to tell you, this is, the league's not what it used to be. Guys are a lot tougher, better fundamental skills, and the league has always evolved. And this is what it is now. It's a perimeter team, a lot of teams, so five guys out. And you know what the next group, or I'm sorry, with the next championship team, the league will adjust to that team. So if they happen to have a post-up guy, we'll get our post-up game back. Right now, everybody's trying to play Golden State basketball, Golden State Warrior basketball, which is a little confusing since nobody has Golden State's players. You just have to go with it, what it is. It's entertainment. It's three-point shots. It's dunks. It's still basketball. It's just a different version of basketball. And, you know, being a fan of it, I just try to watch it. I try not to judge it, but you do. And hopefully it'll get back to a more rounded game so that we maybe have an inside game by either a big or a small or somebody who's going to have a game 10 feet in.
Yeah, it's just hard, right? Because three will always be worth more than two. And so now the math says take those shots. What I always think is if the analytics and everything that taught us about why this style of play is happening, if it would have happened back in your era, Michael and Scotty, those guys, you wouldn't have just had one three-point specialist, right? It wouldn't have just been Craig Hodges or Pax or later on Steve Kerr. Like Michael and Scotty would have been shooting threes and practicing threes, right?
Well, I hate to tell you now, but everybody on the floor now should not be shooting three-point shots. Everybody shoots them, but everybody that plays is not a three-point shooter. So it's still kind of ridiculous what happens when you have guys who are not great three-point shooters shooting three-pointers. It's just the nature of the beast right now. And like I said, it's not great for me to watch. I watch it for the entertainment. I just watch it, go with it. I'm still a big fan, and like I said, it'll come back around. But let's not pretend that everybody who shoots threes now is a 3-point shooter, because it just doesn't exist.
We're talking to Bill Cartwright here on The Score. How much are you following the Bulls? What do you think of the state of this rebuild?
I think they've got some young players that you should be happy about. With Levine, with Porter, with Carter, Markeson, if you got some nice young players, I think it's going to be interesting to see what veterans they're going to add with that, and now how they're going to build their bench out. So you've got some nice pieces, and it's going to be very curious to see what happens this summer.
You know, I think your perspective is so interesting as a player and then someone who also spent a lot of time on the bench, right? These NBA players have so much power, and it's what makes the league great, I think, how much power they have in a lot of ways. And they make so much money, way more than coaches. What's the hardest part about being an NBA coach of star players with power?
Well, I think that guys are still compliant. Guys want to do well. They want to play well. They want to show well. So, with rare exceptions, I think that guys are pretty compliant to their team, and they still have respect for their teammates. So you're going to see really, hopefully, good team basketball. The difference in the league right now is that if you're good, if you're a first-round pick, a lot of guys are looking at, two contract league. So if you come out and you're a first round pick, signed for a 5-year deal, and they come out after that, you can make a bunch of money. And your second contract, you could really be done by the time you're 32 years old. So as opposed to us, when we came out, we were looking for something to do or to have a second career after basketball. These guys, if they do it the right way, they really don't have to do anything. So the league has changed that way. The money has changed it that way to where guys have to be a lot more mindful about their bodies, taking care of their bodies, taking care of their business on the basketball floor, because basketball, it can be their only business that they're dealing with.
Well, yeah, I mean, back in your day, right, we'd get the stories of Michael playing 36 holes of golf between playoff games. That would never work today.
Well, no, well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about another career after sports where guys had to, because they didn't make the money that guys are making now. Guys are off to different careers. Maybe they're taking a job at a bank, or they're aspiring to own their own clothing line, as Kevin Willis and Kenny Walker did.
Sure.
Right now, they're not thinking about that. They don't have to. They're just focusing on their basketball right now and working on their bodies, working on their next contract. So the league has changed that way.
Do you have do you still predict or expect that the Warriors are the overwhelming favorite, given that you follow it so closely?
Well, they are. But look, the Warriors have been vulnerable the last 2 years. So if teams have enough courage to attack them and be aggressive with them, they'll have an opportunity. But those guys still have three of the best scorers on the planet. So they're really formidable. And we'll see. And we'll see if they're stable enough to mentally to survive this year. Hopefully Kevin Durant won't let that situation happen again. What happened the other night where he basically took himself out of the game.
We're talking to Bill.
They've been fortunate. Warriors have been fortunate. They've been healthy. They did have that injury to Cousins. I don't think that's really going to slow them. So I think it's really up to them. And another team you have to really like is Milwaukee. Milwaukee's playing great. Got great shooting. They've got maybe the MVP of the league now. So they're going to be very formidable.
Yeah, I don't know if there was any guy back when you were playing quite like Giannis.
No, that kid's special. He's just a special player, and those guys come along just once in a while. So I'm sure Milwaukee's very pleased to have him. And he's fun to watch. And Milwaukee's fun to watch right now. They not only get it from him every night, but they have a really formidable team. They can score. So I think they're going to be a real problem.
Bill, our audience on the text line is loving hearing from you. What are you doing these? Obviously, you're still following the league very closely, but what are you doing these days?
I'm living in San Francisco. I do some work for the University of San Francisco, the Dons, which you should be excited about. Everybody should be excited about the Dons.
Always.
And yes, there we go. I'm their director of initiatives. So I know you don't know what that means, but I do a little fundraising. I do a little community outreach. And what I really love about it is that I do a lot of alumni connecting, especially with our past athletes. It's been great. I've been there 3 years now, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Bill, it's very cool that you're involved with this tonight on behalf of Lacey Banks, presenting his daughters with the Ring Lardner Award for Excellence in Sports Journalism at the Union League Club. It benefits the Union League Boys and Girls Club, and his story is a very impressive one. So thank you for coming on The Score and telling the story. Thank you, Bill.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.